When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Here we go.
First things first, guys. Yeah, my voice sounds like a girl who smoked a pack of cigarettes because a guy had them. And that's the only reason.
Okay, wait, yeah. Every time you date a guy who smokes cigarettes, aren't you just like, can I have one? And then you take one and you go, ew, 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 ew.
No, I like it.
So cool.
No, I, yeah, like, no, I so smoke cool. It actually even like it. And want to smoke more for months even. I like.
You've been smoking cigs.
I smoke cigarettes when I'm at a casino or I'm in Yedda.
When are you at a casino? I've known you for 8 years. I've never seen you at a casino. What are you talking about?
But if I were to go, I would smoke cigarettes unlimitedly.
That's on your list of places you're allowed to smoke? What the hell?
Casino.
Okay, let's introduce our guests because we already have such like a strong energy. Rapport. This is, wait, quickly. This is the podcast. I'm Gabby. That's Zach.
I'm Zach.
You know that. If you don't know that, how'd
what
you get
are you
here?
Doing? Why are you listening?
Literally, first how'd you get here?
Go listen to fucking
Joe Rogan. Yeah,
he has good guests. No.
Oh, no. Jesus Christ, casino and good guests on Joe
Who
Rogan?
Who am I?
Are you okay? Lose your voice all the way. I'll take it from here. Our amazing guest today is Christopher Hall.
Hey, my voice can't. Okay, I'm cracking. Hey, how are you?
I'm so good. How are you guys?
We're doing okay.
Yeah, I feel fine.
I think week three in the festival, that's all you can hope for.
Yeah.
Is a strong, confident, fine.
Because yes. These episodes are kind of cascadingly coming out. And cascading is my new word. I use that on every episode.
Oh, so you know the band Cascade?
Cascada? Because every time we touch, I get this feeling.
To have two men, to have two gay men turn on me the way you just did.
We were like, call Mike.
Do you mean Cascada?
Are you fucking insane?
Are you ill?
Are you ill, bitch? She's clearly ill.
I'll let you lose your voice this time around. Oh my God. I'm so sorry.
No. It's fine.
cut her fucking mic. Okay, guys, this is the podcast. This podcast is crazy and crazy. And it's like, and it's honestly, it first.
Crazy.
First things first, it's easy breezy. Okay, it's easy breezy. It's cover girl. It's easy as pie, I would say.
It's an easy bake oven. This podcast is honestly easy to listen to. It's not. It's not.
And people
are like,
ow. They are dipping and dodging these crazy shit we're saying. We have a lot of moms who listen to this on the ride to work.
Nice. You know what I mean? Isn't that insane? There's a bunch of school teachers. They're like, their kids are like.
They get to first period like, listen, sluts.
Hi, my little whores.
How's my cat eye? I feel like a fucking whore. They're like, Mrs. McGurdy.
One time a group of elementary school teachers.
Primary.
Yeah.
I'll
do the translation.
Yeah. Thank you. One time this group.
The rest of the pod.
Of primary school. And they told me that they listened to this podcast in the break room on the speaker.
Oh my God.
The teachers.
Okay, yeah, because
I feel if you're hanging out with like a lot of like small children, you need like a kind of like moment. Like
yes.
When you all get together as adults.
We talk.
Just like they must just get into like the break room and just be like like just like I gotta like
they're all like
yeah, and then they have to go back and be like, okay, so red and blue me.
I can't I just can't describe how we talk about hooking up in like inside of assholes, okay, like
we're
on
really,
this podcast
this podcast takes place inside of an asshole
in that Shakira thing, you know what I mean, like the when she's doing She-Wolf down that like crystal anus, you know what I mean, like
that is such a good reference.
Yeah, it's an endless wealth within me.
That's amazing. Yeah. Okay.
Chris.
Yes.
Zipper. What do you prefer?
Can we call you Chris?
You so
cannot.
Yes.
Do you
please
have?
Do.
Can we call you like Chrissy? Do you like that?
Get into
Chrissy
it.
Chris.
Yeah, yeah.
What's your favorite nickname for yourself?
Chris is like definitely, I guess, most common.
Mm-hmm.
But I love originality, love a bit of creativity. So we can go Chrissy.
I'll call you Krista.
Krista is good.
Krista is really
Krista. Yeah.
Crystal?
Crystal, I would definitely take.
Okay.
My friend calls me Toph, like, or Topher. Topher. Yeah.
Like Topher Grace. Venom.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Topher Grace was in That 70s Show.
Eric
Yeah.
Isn't he a pedophile now?
Come on.
Say lovey.
Come on.
Say lovey.
Hey, say lovey.
Come on. These guys.
These guys won't stop.
Yeah. They like love kids.
Won't stop. Can't stop. Jesus Christ, guys. Well, first off, I want to finish our conversation that we were having before we started the podcast.
I was going to say, which one are we going to finish? We've been here for like, what, 50 minutes?
Yeah.
35 minutes.
We have started 100,000 conversations.
Immediately.
Get into it.
Immediately.
And the thing, we have to...
I'm just going to circle back to 30 minutes ago. I'm like... Okay, bitch.
Okay,
well, Crystal walked in. Crystal, I got that. Walked in, and we immediately were like, "Get in the okay, all right, we're already in. We're in.
We're in the mix." I need to know. We need to continue our conversation about the Hawkeyes because this has been since these listeners. Right. This is coming out. They know that we've been here for days. We think that the locals are not gorgeous, and I want to know your opinion. Do you think the guys are hot here? Krista's gay, by the way.
I am gay. And do.
Go by.
Like guys.
You do like guys.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Go I thought you were saying you don't. I was like,
I am gay, but I actually like girls.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I was going to be like, wash the pink out of your hair now. Okay, you're taking that from us.
Get it out. We're bleaching into the bathroom today. Go by. I want you to rate sexy, hot guys by Scotland, Ireland, and England.
And America.
Where? And America, honestly.
Okay,
America.
So listen. I have deep intimacy and commitment issues.
Awesome. Oh that's slay. Awesome.
Listen, thank
what
you.
A slay.
Thank
okay,
you.
Okay, cunt.
So
cunt.
Any guy that does not live in my hometown, immediately incredibly sexy.
Yeah, right? of course.
Because I'm here for a small amount of time. You are so hot. Because very soon, I'm out of here.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Cool. We're moving.
And so
you're like planning the journal entries. About
And this kind of wistful, like, we only have like these 2 weeks. Like, yeah, yeah. So immediately super hot.
Yeah.
Because then I know I'm never going to see you again.
Bye forever.
Yeah, yeah. Then if they're like, I moved to your hometown, you'd be like, block. Yeah.
Yeah,
exactly. You'd be like,
block, stop. Ooh, this was not how this was supposed
you're
to
be. You're all of a sudden hideous. Yeah,
yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah. But I like Scottish guys. Guys. I'm into a kilt. I'm into the whole get up.
Okay.
The jacket, the little like purse.
It is kind of a clutch. Should we think about it?
There's a little clutch.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I also like how the jacket is like cropped.
It's actually a serve. Like
it's Zara.
The cute jacket. It is. It's
Zara.
The cute jacket, the man bag, and then the skirt. And then the like knee-high socks.
There is something
also
incredibly
a vibe.
Gay. Well, didn't
it's it's very gay. The whole outfit is very gay.
It's honestly gay. Camp.
Yeah, yeah,
you know what I mean?
It is
Scottish
camp.
Is camp.
I can't believe.
Haggis is camp.
Haggis is camp.
It's high drag if you think about it. They put oats in it.
It's like, fashion. Why? It's fashion.
I can't believe they're actually in real time wearing kilts.
Yeah. I know. I thought that's something we would have vetoed.
People would be out here.
To the grocery store.
That being said, I see 1 in 100 guys walk by me and they're extremely sexy. Mm-hmm. But how do I talk to them? Okay, they don't understand that I know that they know that I'm ready to give them the best blowjob that they've ever experienced in 1,000
so
years.
Wait, yeah. you've been walking on your feet or walking on your knees?
That's a good, you should start walking on your knees.
Well, bitch, I've lifted up, they're bloody.
It's just
I've
bone.
Been trying.
Bitch, it's a worn down femur. I'm like... No, I've been trying to blow this Irish guy, but it's not working.
Okay.
So I'm trying to now switch gears because I'm only here for a few more days.
Yeah.
So I gotta figure this out. So rank them: Scottish, British, Irish, American, but not in that order.
Okay, I'm gonna go American top.
Fuck yeah!
Hell yeah! They're hot.
Yeah,
American.
Yeah, yeah. American boys are hot
and girls.
American people are hot.
Hey, shut up.
America girls.
American people are hot. I'm going to do American. I'm then going to do...
I think you should go into it, like give a reason why for each one. And I just want to hear the American one. I don't care about the other one.
because I think there's also... I think when you go to like America with a British accent, I think...
You rule the world.
You're into my accent. I'm into your accent. Let's get into it.
Yeah.
I think there's like an oh my god, you're from London, and there's like oh my god, you're from New York. Cool. Like there's like a very much magnetic like buff.
Yes.
Let's go.
Yeah. I also find that American guys, whatever those chemicals in the food, it is making them hunky. Yeah. I don't know. What it is.
We're like preserved like mummies. Yeah. Do you know what I mean? We came here having withdrawals from microplastics.
You're like,
I'm like going like
this natural,
like the ring. You know what I mean? When she pulls it out, I'm like, sorry, I've been out of New York.
Like, no, I think we're all really like chemicaled up. Right. And that's why.
Juiced.
Yeah.
Okay.
Shiny and new. Then I'm gonna go Scottish because of the kilt factor. I just think that's super high for me. Yeah. Then I'm gonna go Irish. Then I'm gonna go English, only because it's like. It's just like what you know.
Yeah.
It's just like, you know, you see the English boys personally, like every day.
You don't give a fuck.
You know, when you see some, you know, it's there.
Yeah.
They're there.
In like a subsection of that, I would like a Northern English person over a Southern English person.
I've made this delineation so many times. There's something about a Northern guy who just has been beaten down
by the man, and by the man we mean the queen.
The queen, yeah. Just against the world. He talks like this, and it's just he's mentally a disaster. No shadow work has been done or will be done.
He's never seen a journal. Okay,
he doesn't know how to read. I really like that. I really like when they're just like, dog. So awesome. I'm on a couple of Northerners.
I'm into nice. Irish guys because there's something so wrong with them. You know what I mean? Yeah. In a macro sense, like the way that they interact with the world is so rompous. You know what I mean? And I really like that.
That's so true.
It's so rompous. Like, I don't know. When I was talking to a group of Irish people last night, and I was like, you guys, this is like a constant stag party. You know what I mean? Yeah. And it was all girls. So I was like, I love you guys. And I think Americans and Irish people really connect on being like sort of the underdog.
No, we're like...
You know how being an American is all about being the underdog. Yeah,
you guys, it's been tough for a long time for you guys.
Yeah, it's hard. It's
especially
honestly
when
weird.
Your culture is all about guns and eagles and being number one. I know. Even when you're never number one in a single thing. But
I think the connecting factor is that we're the dumb ones, Americans in Ireland. Mm. So we connect over being like the bimbo himbos of the world. You know?
And then us Aussies take that to like the nth degree.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Right.
They're hot, but dumb. I kissed an Australian guy, Brad.
Nice.
Oh my God, I don't know if I mentioned this. I did on the pod. I made out with an Australian guy at my show.
On stage.
Fun.
I was doing stand up and I said, does anybody want to kiss me? And that was a joke.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
And the guy ran on stage.
Sure. A joke.
Yeah.
A joke.
Gabby was hosting the show, did amazing job, set the tone for this to happen to me. And she was begging someone to kiss her. No one was jumping in.
Kind of, sort of, no one was. No one, everyone was like this.
Who's going to do it?
Who's
bystander energy.
Literally, everyone was a bystander. And we were making these two guys who were sitting alone, we made them kiss because if you're going to sit alone, you're either a loser or you kiss.
And they were straight, even.
They were straight. Nice. We made two straight guys kiss.
Nice. That's impressive.
I think that's charity work.
And then I was up on stage and I was like, that, doing a little, you know, girls who are listening, in comedy, it's called a riff. You know what I mean? When someone does something and then you kind of add on. So I went on stage and I was like, someone kissed me. Australian.
Nice.
Australian guy. Australian. That's up. And he snogs me right on stage.
He did what? You're joking.
We made up for like too long. Yeah.
It got pretty uncomfortable for everyone else in the room.
And then I couldn't do my set.
It kept going. Okay, we have to like do the podcast.
Oh wait, I was gonna ask him something. It's lost, but when I remember, I'll say it.
I'll talk
over you guys and say it.
Cool. I can't wait for that. Okay, so our first segment, which we haven't done in three episodes, is called "What Are You Serving?"
Okay,
and it's really id.
And it certainly is.
Id. Whatever that means. Yeah.
It's just go with the flow. What are you serving in this moment? It could be sort of ethereal. You could be serving a castle in the sky.
Okay.
Where everyone, it looks like Channing Tatum. You could serve sweaty cutie. You could serve what?
You could serve like any neon concept jungle that you could possibly think of and it will work.
It's conceptual. You know what I mean? Why don't you go first?
Okay. So like, and then afterwards we like to, you know, it actually makes sense. Okay.
Okay.
So
You'll
like,
get it.
Like, yeah. I'm serving you a décolletage. Mm-hmm. Okay, I am serving you a blank décolletage mm-hmm. that is begging
for diamonds,
begging for any kind of necklace, amulet, anything a guy will give. I am serving you, it's bony. She's been doing the work. Okay.
She's been working to make it.
It's like with a boat neck, think Meghan Markle.
Yeah.
Okay. A wedding dress.
I am serving you that. I thought you were gonna throw up.
No, no. Said, no.
Meghan Markle.
I'm thinking that. No, I was just thinking about the audio quality. I had a little cough. So I just, I drew myself away.
Please cough directly into the mic.
keep it in. Hike up the mic.
That was perfect.
No, that was awesome. That's what you're serving. Great.
We'll edit more coughs in post.
Just like crazy sounds like, wow. Boing.
This episode.
It's like Looney Tune like sound effects, like.
This episode is unlistenable.
Rewind. We need to start again. We have nothing.
This is a political podcast. We haven't even gotten to the questions.
We like talking about politics. Okay, go.
Okay, and I'm serving you. Okay, I am serving you. Oh, I had it. Oh, something that no one has ever seen in real life. I am serving you something that is a concept, not a material thing, and that is earmuffs. How many times have you actually worn those? Those what? Are in movies.
Only.
Movies, cartoons even. I'm serving, yeah. Think about it.
Oh my
Maybe
God.
Maybe Hallmark movies, you might see one girl wearing earmuffs. Okay. those are fake.
It's like how
birds are
them?
Fake. You know what I mean? I feel like earmuffs are a psyops. Like they put that in. Like it,
sorry.
Wait, didn't Jennifer Lopez wear earmuffs in All I Have Is All I Got?
Yeah, but like that, have you, that was a video. That's a video. Okay, that's CGI.
Oh, fine.
Okay.
Did you just say, sorry, that all birds are fake?
That's a thing online, is that all birds are fake.
Do you guys,
he's nodding, he knows. It's not, it's like a real thing. Is that birds are
birds?
Like,
that, not all birds.
Not all birds. No, all birds are actually like by the government. They're like fake. Like they're like watching us.
Do you know that?
And then there was like a thing online because somebody was like, have you guys, when the government shut down in America, like because they couldn't agree on like giving us healthcare, then there was a resounding no. They were all like, we can't agree. Wait, no.
We're not going to give it to them and let's take a week off.
And let's take a week off.
Our government all went on vacation for 1 week.
And it was like when they can't agree on something really
important.
When they can't agree on something really important, it's called a government shutdown, and it happens way too often. Now. happens
it's
way
awesome.
Too often.
Oh my God!
And there was a thing online being like, "Hey, have you guys all noticed that you haven't seen a single bird this week?" And everybody was like,
"Okay,
I have it." Like, and I remember seeing that meme and being like, "I haven't seen a single bird."
Okay, but this. So listen. If all birds are fake and they are all watching us, don't you think that if the whole fucking government was going to go on holiday, surely they should say, we should probably keep those birds flying around.
Just so we could check.
But the intern wasn't there to hit the button.
Okay, so if they are fucking dumb enough to not set the birds off while they all go on vacation, then they can't be doing that much with the actual footage. The information that they're getting, they're not intelligent enough to be doing much with it.
Oh,
true.
It's like us with all the footage we have.
Exactly.
I'm never watching it.
Yeah, exactly. If not one person, let's all go to like, well,
that's actually an
Tulum.
Amazing point.
We're all going to go to Tulum. Oh, yeah. Deactivate the birds for a week.
That's a long time to deactivate
like,
the birds.
Yeah. It's the U.S. government.
Come on.
It's the U.S. government. I can totally imagine them being literally in the Bahamas and some guy's like,
the birds! Wait.
Fuck it.
The birds.
Did you hit the button? Yeah. No, I'm good.
Yeah.
I'm good. Wait.
Did I hit the button?
Someone must have. Someone must have.
No, I did. I did.
Yeah.
Okay, do another.
Okay, so I'm serving you birds. All birds are fake.
That's
I'm serving
awesome.
You wake up to the reality. All birds are fake.
Yeah.
I'm serving you also something never seen in real life. Like those chimney things in cartoons.
Oh, the chimney blowers.
Oh, yes.
That is only in cartoons. I'm so sorry. I've never seen one of those in real life.
What the hell are those?
I'm serving you an anvil. Where are they?
Yeah.
Why are they so...
I think anvils are crazier than the fire thing.
Well, this is England.
I feel like invicted... Yeah.
I feel like this is England.
Have you seen the fucking castles like in this town?
You're right. In America, everything is gas.
Right. So it's like... But the anvils dropping from the sky.
How often has that actually happened?
Where did they go?
Then dropped.
Yeah. Exactly. So, okay. So a couple questions. Who's dropping them?
Mm-hmm.
Is there a union for that?
And how can I get involved?
Please.
Yeah.
Is there healthcare? Do they offer the benefits?
Exactly. Is there union points? Are they all on the rooftops? Do they have full access to all rooftops, including rooftop bars? I'm assuming.
If your job
was to drop anvils, you'd be like, can I do it at Tao?
Yeah, I need a benefit somehow. This job is like kind of grim.
Like, it's like, this is heavy.
This almost gives me anxiety because one time I was in New York, I was freshman year. I just moved there, 2012. I was a twink. I was 18.
Yeah.
Okay, I looked amazing. No, yeah. I looked so good.
Yeah.
And I was so ready. Okay. And I was walking on the street and I was with some, you know, freshman year friends. And then
we don't remember their names.
I don't remember their names, but we
have only one friend now.
And it's you. No, I, Krista. And then I was walking and a sandbag from a high skyscraper slammed into a car next to me and exploded it.
Fuck. What?
And then someone ran out of the bottom and was being way too calm, being like, "Hey, someone's throwing sandbags from the roof."
Guys.
And everybody was like, oh! And they're going, boom!
Some silly goose on the roof.
So my girlfriend's like going crazy. And is accidentally throwing sandbags off the roof.
But I was just being like,
so watch your ass.
I know. Yeah. But, and then those two people, I'm so sorry. We haven't remained friends. I'm sure they're doing fine.
Who was it?
Clarissa.
Melissa. I think that was her name.
That's a psychic moment. That was a psychic moment.
That was
magic.
A vibration.
Yeah, magic.
That was
this
a vibration.
Witchy town.
Okay, Fringe. Yeah. Magic is afoot at any moment.
It really is,
magic is afoot here. Oh, yeah. Okay. So now me and Melissa and then that other guy, we're psychically connected. I've seen Melissa maybe 4 to 5 times in different major cities.
What? Is that the SoulCycle girl?
No. Abby Ashley, that girl. Her name is that. Sorry. Shout out.
Can you imagine a girl being named Abby Ashley?
She's exactly what you think about.
She's a SoulCycle instructor.
I know her well.
And she lives in London. You probably know her.
Oh my gosh. She actually is a SoulCycle instructor in London.
Ooh.
Yeah. She's why I want her life.
Really?
Yeah. I don't want to do this.
I don't want to teach spin?
Yeah, in London.
Okay, bitch. It is fucking tiring.
Oh, yeah.
Teaching spin.
Have you taught spin?
Yeah.
Go into that.
Super fun. Love it, love it, love it. Your legs and your joints fucking hurt.
Oh my God. Yeah, you're a fit boy.
But since I have been able to do more stand-up and stuff, that we really have stopped spinning.
Yeah.
Yes.
So that's really kind of what you say, but like, yeah. As the comedy career has evolved, the fitness and personal nourishment really has de-evolved, and now we run on coffee and vapes.
Oh, I love
a big vapes. Part of being vapes. A comedian is eating nothing, drinking no water, smoking a vape, and looking bad. And that's our culture.
Yes. Smoking a vape and being like, "Ouch, you're coming to the stage.
Where are you from?"
And lastly, I'm serving you the smallest, the littlest, the tiniest aperitif you can imagine. It's a tiny little cup.
And salmon puff.
An aperitif? Isn't that like a drink?
Oh, I was going,
right?
A moosebush.
You're European.
Yeah. Aperitif, like a little after dinner
like
drink?
Like a cordial.
Oh.
Like a
sambuca.
I guess I'm serving you sambuca. Yeah.
I'm serving you sambuca.
Because you drink it and you're like, ew. I don't like it.
Stop. Our producer is Italian.
Sorry. I don't like sambuca that much.
I'm sorry.
I don't like anise. I think it's... I feel like... First off, let me go off. I'm going to go off. Licorice, anise. That's candy for pilgrims, okay?
Whoa.
That's literally... I feel like that shit is like a... cut this part out because I'm going sicko mode.
Okay, opinions.
All the pilgrims listening were like, I'm sorry.
On that big, like, there's like literally one girl is cranking up like all day to listen to our podcast.
You have the sugar and butter to listen to. There's an AirPods connected to the butter thing.
Abigail, keep going. They're eating like, we're being like,
okay. Sorry, pilgrims.
Sorry, pilgrim girlies.
I would love to see like an Amish person like sneak away from their village to listen to
an
this
iPod
podcast.
Shuffle. Pull out an iPod. Sitting in the barn, like.
No.
Wow. Oh my God. The outside world. Yeah.
New York City. Okay.
She's putting like makeup on in the barn, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
She's like, because we always talk about cat eyes and she has no idea what that is. So
she's like,
yeah. Or it's like two little like actual Halloween cats. Like,
yeah, she puts like whiskers. you serve.
No, I think Chris should serve.
Oh yeah, sorry, I went on for too long.
Okay, so it's like it's either what I am serving or just anything.
It's literally, there's no rules. We're ridiculous.
Okay. Yeah.
Hey, none of this makes sense.
We know about as
Wait,
much as
this
you
is,
do.
This isn't an educational podcast?
I mean, for
there
the certain type of...
There are teachers listening. Pew, 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 pew. Oh, sorry, certain... I did guns. That's not for
yeah,
them.
Yeah, no.
Teachers!
You know the vibe. Okay.
We don't know.
Okay. Today, what day is it? Wednesday. I'm definitely serving some kind of return rebirth.
I thought you were gonna say.
We thought you were gonna say
We were like, hell yeah.
Say it.
Us too, girl.
Say it.
No, like a return to power, a rebirth. Ooh. The festival has been a bit of a process this time. But I am wearing I'm serving this new self-cropped shirt. By self, I mean my sister did it.
Shout out.
That means the same.
Right.
For a man, that means that you did it.
Thank you. Thank you. True. So I threw some kind of clothes together because for the last 7 days, there has been no rhyme or reason to whatever clothes have been on my body.
Sure.
We are back. Return to health, we feel. And I was listening to...
Return to health.
Return to health after a brief spree in unwelldom.
Oh, yeah. Yes. You were sick in unwelldom.
I was sick. I know, yeah.
You were among the infirm.
I was. and I was listening to Rocket Girl by Betty Who on the bus. And I literally was like... Ugh, what a great fucking day.
What song is that?
It goes, Houston,
sing it. Up,
da, 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 da. You can call me Rocket Girl. And yes. I literally was like, so listen, this is how crazy sometimes I get because I don't need any fucking persuasion to get a tattoo. And I literally felt, she was like, you can call me Rocket Girl. And I was, I felt so like, ugh. And I was like, I'm gonna get this Rocket Girl tattoo. Like, and for like a good 10 minutes, I was like, what's it gonna be? Is it gonna be like this like rocket? Or is it gonna be just the lyrics? Or is it gonna be like this like space age version of like me? And then like I got off the bus.
On your chest.
Yeah, I got off the bus and I was like, okay, I don't think that's like really the
Maybe
next
I should have done it.
I don't think that's quite the next
I love that was your prep for this podcast.
But that's
like Rocket Girl.
Yeah. I felt like honestly levitating. On the way here. So I feel like, yes, I'm just kind of like
a Dua Lipa.
I just feel it evolved.
Hell yeah.
Oh my God.
Oh my God. Yeah, that's perfect.
Very like Charizard.
Yeah, like the final evolution.
Yeah.
I get that. How old are you?
32.
That's amazing.
We talk about how that's the perfect age.
That is.
We're 29.
Okay.
We're 20, yeah. So
not to brag.
29 was fun.
29 is going well.
29 is going well.
Oh, I feel like this is I'm becoming a Charizard. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Nice.
I feel like you are Charmander. You're the first evolution from when you're, like when I was a twink.
Right, when
that sandbag dropped,
you saw how quick a car can explode.
And then I
when Chelsea's on the roof throwing sandbags.
I can't believe you.
Where was she getting? She, get sandbags to the roof. That's impressive. I mean,
I'll tell you what, a girl named Chelsea has access to anything.
That is true.
A girl named Chelsea has the nuclear code.
Yeah. Do you know she has like 1 degree of separation from the nuclear codes at all times. 100%. And that's every girl named Chelsea.
She's
and like
Chelsea. Matched with Osama bin Laden on Hinge. Yeah. has access
to go anywhere.
What are you doing?
What are you doing?
Oh my God.
Pick me up.
Know you from somewhere? Okay. Pick me up.
Perfect date? Car. Question mark.
What's your version of a perfect date?
Yeah.
He just sends the explosion.
Explosion. We've been talking about 9/11 too much.
Brits get uncomfortable when we talk about 9/11.
We've been talking about it a lot.
I mean, it's fine.
The other day someone was like, oh, where are you from? And I was like, oh, New York. And they're like the Big Apple. And I go, have you heard of 9/11? I go, that was us.
We did that. No.
They were like.
No, I do. I think in America, we're kind of a little bit like, we're like, we get it. And so we're very laissez-faire about the 9/11 thing. We're all. We're like, ew, bow, 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 literally, bow, 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 bow.
Oh my God. Oh my
you
God.
Also just talk about stuff, whereas Brits are very
repressed. Oh my God, we have 5 minutes left?
How is that possible?
Have we been talking for 45 minutes?
What? What have we even spoken about? We'll have to do another one on Zoom.
We have to.
We're going
to
be in London in the fall, and you have to come on for another episode. Okay, because we've asked you nothing. Wait, let's, okay.
I can't believe this. I can't believe
this. Nothing. Oh my God. Okay, really quickly. Okay. I don't have to do what are you serving. You know what I'm serving. I'm serving absolute horror abroad. Okay.
Horror abroad, broad.
Three words to describe you. What are your stats?
Oh, I don't know whether to be like funny or like really sincere.
It could be sincere.
You could do both.
Okay.
Hey, this could be a sincere podcast. Any moment it could switch.
What? This isn't serious to you? Yes. Where are you getting that from?
Three words to describe me. Creative.
I thought that was one word that
creative.
Rocket girl. No, creative. You know what?
Just say the first thing.
Okay.
Go. Go.
Friendly.
Hell yeah. And that counts, bitch.
Emotionally stunted. Hyphenated.
You can hyphen words.
That's one word. That's actually one word.
Creative,
if you think
friendly,
about it.
And emotional. I would kind of say mine are similar.
That's awesome.
I think we're in tandem there. Yeah.
Do the bold questions.
Okay, the bold questions. Okay. You have in 10 seconds. Okay, describe the American Revolution from your from the British perspective. Go.
Go.
You revolutionized the wheel and rode it all the way home, bitch.
Literally fucking sign sealed delivered at us. Okay, you bitches.
Fuck you. Print that in a textbook. That's what happened.
That in like size 100 font. That's the whole textbook is that sentence.
Every page is one word.
Okay.
Reading it's good.
Okay, I want to do the elevator question. Okay. But first off, okay. Say blowjob in three different accents. Go.
Blowjob.
Excellent.
Oh, I like the last one.
It was the second one Australian?
Yeah.
What was the third one?
Scottish.
Fuck yeah. Okay, hell yeah. Okay.
That one.
Okay, so this is finished a sentence, okay?
Okay.
Okay, being gay is easy. All you have to do is...
suck dick.
Yeah.
That's
our job.
Honey, it's easy as that.
Yeah.
That'll do it.
Yeah. Okay, and I'll ask you, being a girl is easy. All you have to do is...
Be hot.
Yeah.
And I think that also goes back to being gay. That is all you have to do.
No, because... Because you guys are girls.
Yeah. Being a girl.
And we're gay. Because we all suck dick sometimes. Not really. Yeah. And we're all hot.
That is so true.
And that's why we're a community.
Exactly
see it?
That.
Yeah.
Okay.
Do the.
Okay, you're trapped in an elevator for 6 hours. Oh okay. All you have is an 8-ball of cocaine. Okay.
Yeah.
A full veggie platter.
With dips.
You know, one of those pre-made veggie platters?
Yeah.
With some good dips. Okay. One Diet Coke. What celebrity do you choose to spend the 6 hours in there with you?
Oh my God.
It's just you and them, cocaine, a veggie
might choose. Oh, tip of my tongue is Nikki Glaser. I feel she'd be so fun.
You could have picked anyone in history.
Oh,
Nikki?
I know nobody in history.
I feel like that's like not like you. That's attainable. You can like meet her at a club.
We can like get her on the line right now if you want to.
I just feel like we talk like, oh my God, like what? Oh my God. Like very much like this.
Yeah.
But that was tip of my tongue. I don't know. No one in history. I don't know anyone from history.
I don't know anyone.
You know who I would do?
I would love Brit, but I just also don't want to put her in like
a drug scenario.
I don't want to make her do anything she doesn't want to do ever again.
She's already been in a cage and a trap elevator.
Yeah, she doesn't need to be doing that.
Just leave her with her coloring books. I would do like Marie Antoinette.
Okay.
What I'm feeling today.
I bet she would smell bad in that locked elevator.
That's so true.
She's like famous bad girl, like a famous. She was not
she was a famous bad girl.
Baddies Club. Get that bitch.
Okay, if you were a serial killer, what would be your signature mark on your victims?
That the detectives would be like, it was Crystal again.
Yeah. A little rocket. It was Rocket Girl again. Fuck!
They're like
Rocky Girl. They all go Rocky Girl. Yeah.
Hey, this is serious.
This is serious.
this man was a father.
But, okay? But it is a bop. So I don't know what to tell you. And then
I love that song.
Damn it! It was Rocket Girl again.
Oh my God.
It's like they're like looking at the body and they go, "Who did?" Oh wait, they open his mouth and pull out a rocket ship.
Yeah.
And then the rocket plays the song like Rocket Girl with your voice,
and they're all like,
or I hook up like a speaker system, so whenever the body gets discovered, it just goes boom. One of those like, yeah.
They're like,
yeah. And it's like actually super, it's like one of those like really scary situations where you're like, fuck. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's surround sound.
But then it goes, yeah, and then everyone goes, ah, oh, da, da, da. So I was like,
they have their gun and they look at each other like,
yeah, 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 yeah.
That's awesome. Okay. we actually...
To wrap up. This episode's fucking crazy.
When I tell you we planned 8 segments and...
You're just such a vibe.
Oh, you're a vibe. You are perfect for this podcast. This was absolutely perfect. Okay, we do our last moment is called Give You Wings, where we compliment Come Blast You to the Face. Yeah, so we're, yeah. I think we don't even have time to compliment each other.
Sorry, just repeat that.
We no. last no. Actually, no.
We're not gonna.
It's called Give You Wings.
Yeah.
And it's a compliment come blast to the face. Okay. So we're gonna blast you with compliments.
And I like this because I found that you seem like you
all actually... I heard was come blast, and I was like, I think I need to just hear the word before that.
So whereabouts to come on you.
Yeah, no, I was like, love it. Wait, let me just like, yeah. Really.
They didn't tell you in the email? Did you get the email?
You didn't read the fine print, no. Honey.
here we go. Okay.
Lock the door.
We don't have time to compliment each other. I love you. I love you.
I think that you're amazing. I think you're amazing. I think you have blonde hair, which I think is really chic these days.
Thank you.
Okay, no one's doing it like you do.
It's natural, except that I have highlights.
And, give me
and
a
your
more.
Body is delicious. You're a delight, and everything you do is perfect.
I don't think that's true, but I thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay.
Chris. Krista.
Christabel.
Yeah. Christabel, yeah.
Krista.
You rock. Your nails rock, your hair rocks, okay?
Your
you have
outfit's
a little
perfect.
Tuft of blonde. Yeah, yeah, that's true.
Your hat? Let's talk about your hat. You have this like little cap on.
Yeah.
I would describe that as a little cap.
Yes.
Yeah, I would say. Hey, Gabby.
And you would be correct. Yeah.
Spot on, girl.
Knowledge.
So what you're wearing your mustache. Is a little
cap. Yeah.
Yeah.
You have a mustache that I think is electric. I used to have a mustache very similar to your mustache, and I shaved it. So I look at you and I see myself.
Oh my God.
That's beautiful.
Like a mirror.
Yeah. I love your accessories.
Thank you.
Okay.
Great little bracelet collection here.
Yeah.
You're doing a shirt over a dipped tank top, mm-hmm. and that's really working.
That is really working because I'm not seeing enough guys in tank tops in this goddamn city.
People are scared of showing their body.
And I'm so happy to see you're not. Okay.
And that's how we knew when you walked in here, we said, this guy.
We said it out loud.
Is for us. This guy is for us.
I think you're like you ever see The Parent Trap?
Yes.
Okay.
But rewatched it 2 weeks ago. Still stands as one of the greatest.
Of course.
Movies in cinematic history.
Yeah. I mean,
shout out to Lindsay, sort of just had a baby.
Hey, shout out.
And lives in Dubai.
That is so amazing.
Hi, honestly,
she listens.
One of the greatest actresses.
She 100% listens. And okay, but I gotta say, you know that movie?
Yeah.
Okay, you know when they flip the picture and they're like, they realize that they're twins, even though it's extremely obvious?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Even though it couldn't be misconstrued.
No,
you know
they have the same face.
I'm surprised that people around them weren't like, your sister
you're
twins.
You're clearly.
Your sister is
you
not
guys
twins.
Know each other, right?
Yeah.
Born at the same time?
The adults at that summer camp weren't like, guys, are they twins?
They gotta be twins.
They're played by the same actress. I felt like your vibe is if we did that and you're the third piece.
Oh my God.
Because I like your energy. You're just kind of like us. You're like us. And you're like us. Catch us. We're like you.
Exactly that.
And that's beautiful.
We are a team. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, and that's actually, sorry about the revolution.
Hey, can we just squash that, by the way?
Yeah. Can we just like clear the air and be like,
once and for all?
Interesting you've chosen to do it in the last like 15 seconds of the podcast because this could have gotten really, really, really heated.
Yeah.
I have a lot to say about the situation.
Cut his mic.
Yeah.
Cut his mic. Thank you for letting
him out. No, we're really sorry about that. I think we were acting crazy.
Yeah.
I mean, growing pains.
Listen.
I was on my period.
Yeah. That's fair. Listen, we can all take accountability, I think.
Yeah.
I mean, yes.
No
or just me.
I don't know. If I was back then, I would have been a loyalist. I would have been like, no, let's stay. I like their accents.
They're like cute still. You are perfect on this podcast.
Thank you so much.
I know it. I know this was crazy.
No, it wasn't crazy. It was honestly a joy.
Thank you so much
for having me.
I'm excited for our producer to listen to this and go.
Yeah, it's 10 minutes long. You have to do like an intro back home, like, hey, we had so much fun recording this, none of it was usable.
I would drink a lot of water before listening to this episode because it's gonna dehydrate you somehow. Yeah.
I can't wait to see the roads on like those suburbs where these
mommies
are watching. They're gonna be like,
Where can we find you?
You can find me on Instagram, Christopher Hall with an X instead of the I, and TikTok, Christopher Hall with an X instead of the I.
Okay. And just so you know, our producer booked you on the podcast, and we looked you up, of course, and I was already following your ass.
Bitch.
Yeah, your videos are so funny.
Your videos are so funny, and we've been sending back and forth the background singers for months and months.
Yeah, yeah. Our friend Taylor sends them to us all the time.
Yes.
Oh, that's
shout
so
out
amazing.
So hey, we
Taylor.
Were like, oh, we're already friends.
Yay, that's amazing.
Yeah, so can you just say, Taylor Harlow, I love you.
Taylor Harlow, I love you.
He's going to love that.
He's gay, except for he's married to a woman, but...
He's newly gay.
Fine, okay.
He's not newly gay. He's like forcing himself to kiss a guy.
we can't de-out him on this podcast. He's gay, but he's lying about it. Hi, Vesper. We love your best friend. Okay, and finally, we have a surrogate of the week. So we our new Patreon subscribers, we inseminate them with my egg and Zach's sperm and they carry our baby. So we just have to give them a quick shout out.
Yeah, we're gross here.
Okay, Alex Foyle and Amy
Tomsch. Thank you so much.
Guys.
Thanks for joining our
Patreon.
Thank
you for joining the Patreon. I hope you love it. Oh, spread those legs because here comes our baby girl.
It will not be a boy.
It will not be a boy. It couldn't possibly be a boy.
I don't think my Y chromosome can persist. Okay,
I totally agree with that.
It's only going to be a girl.
You guys are going to be amazing moms. We're going to be really hands-on, so don't even worry about it.
But distant at the same time. Hands-on, but cold.
Yeah.
Yeah, you better believe. Yeah,
and
yeah.
If we think the baby is ugly, you get to keep it.
Hey!
So thank you for joining the Patreon.
So it's a win-win for us. Okay, hell yeah.
And don't forget to rate, review, subscribe, comment on our videos at
Be Nice. To each other.
Be nice.
People are getting in full, like heated, mean debates to each other.
I know, in our comment section.
Really?
And yeah. I love it.
It's awesome.
Wrap up those views, baby. Get that engagement.
Yeah! Come on.
I love attention. I love drama.
Yes. And anything else?
I think all I have to say is on that note, I think this was fun.
I had a good time.
I can't believe that was like 1 minute in my brain's time.
Yeah.
I felt like we just started.
When are we going to start recording?
Hit play.
Hit record.
I feel like Lizzie, I just want to say we're so sorry.
Lizzie is our producer at home, and we just
she usually sits in the room and controls us.
Yeah, fine.
She's away.
Yeah,
we're away.
She's lost. We lost her.
Usually, if she was in the room, this would have been a lot more like ga 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 ga. And but this instead has been quite legato.
It was a beautiful delight. So Lizzie, just a quick formal apology.
We're so sorry.
We're so sorry. And we love you guys so much.
Bye.
It's happening daily. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. Time is short before something big happens, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure 4-week emergency food kits for each member of your family. Each kit contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $50 on each 4-week food kit you purchase. Plus, get free shipping on Ready Hour 4-week emergency food kits. You're not ready if it's not Ready Hour foods. At My Patriot Supply, you can also get solar power generators, water filtration units, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m., and your unmarked boxes ship the same day. Shop MyPatriotSupply.com today. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Lucky Land Casino asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.